I'm Chris Johnson. I'm a 35-year-old divorced man who lives alone with two cats. And when you hear that, just on its face, you just examine that statement, you think, this guy must have a lot going for him. He must have a lot going on. He's probably beating the ladies off with a fucking stick. This might surprise you. I'm not. I'm fucking not. I don't really give a shit because I'm not in the fucking dating game, but people talk to me about the dating game still. It's not the way it used to be. The first couple of years after the divorce, people were all up in your business. They're all up in your shit. They're like, yo, Chris Johnson, when the fuck are you going to meet somebody? Did you meet somebody? You going to go out with anybody? You joining any dating sites? Is there anybody hot in your apartment building? You know, are you going to fuck who's around? You're going to go outside, look out the door, left and right, and doesn't matter who the fuck it is. You're going to fuck who's there. But now it's just like people accept the fact that I just think dating's the dumbest fucking thing imaginable. I'm not going to do it. They know that. But they still hold out like weird hope sometimes. They'll like ask me, they're like, hey, what's going on? You know, who's that? Who are you talking to? Or sometimes they'll be like the reverse of that. Like they'll tell me a story about one of their friends who's just a big fucking asshole. And they'll be like, hey man, you know, if that's what's out there in the fucking dating world, you're good to be single. Like I don't need a fucking rah-rah speech one way or the fucking other. I'm just trying to make my own fucking decision and navigate this fucked up life of mine. You know what I mean? I don't really think in terms of relationships that I have anything going for me that would attract another individual. I don't even know what the fuck I'm looking for, to be honest with you. People ask you that question sometimes, like, hey, what are you looking for in a relationship? I don't know. What do you got? I don't have like a menu, you know what I mean? Like there's different ladies everywhere and I don't know fucking who I'm looking for. And I don't really know. I'll tell you what though, I'll tell you what's moving to the top of my list. Black ladies. Are you black? I'm fucking interested. But in general, it's good that I don't know because when you got nothing going for you, you don't have to fucking worry about attracting anybody. Like what do I got going for me? I've got nothing going for me. Like, what's it going to be like? I imagine this. Imagine like a fucking date auction, right? You know, there's a bunch of people in the crowd, you know, laying money down. Like, here's a fucking dude. This is Chris Johnson. What do you got? Like, sell yourself, buddy. And I just go up on stage and I'm like, hey, ladies. How would you like to shack up with a 35-year-old divorced man who works at a fucking call center? Like, how fucking hot is that? Like, oh, wait a second. That guy answers phones for a living? Oh, he wears a fucking headset? Oh, that's fucking hot. Well, how about this? Hey, ladies, you want to date a man who hasn't been in a serious relationship in over 3 years, huh? Hey, you want a piece of that? Oh, yeah. Hey, honey, you want to spend Saturday night with a guy who does a 5-minute podcast twice a week for free? Yeah? Listen to this. Hey, you want to hear this one? You might be in one. You want to be in a podcast, huh? I don't make any money off of it. My buddies listen. I put it online. You want it? You want a piece of that? How's that sound? Yeah. I don't really think this is really making the ladies come around. Hey, baby, what if I told you I still owe thousands on my student loans? Yeah. How about that? Hey, you want to go on a vacation? No, fuck you. I'm paying back Nelnet and Discover. Oh, and I got car payments as well. Not enough for you? What about the credit card that I've amassed? I got thousands there too. Thousands of that divorce debt. That's sexy, right? Huh? Not sold yet, huh? Have you heard that I live alone with two cats? Huh? Have you heard that? Wait a second. If I know anything about the ladies, and I don't, I think that last part's the most attractive thing about me. I think the fact that I live alone with two cats is the hottest thing about me. That's the fucking hottest thing, right, Finley? Finley's at my feet. I don't know where Simon is. Simon's diabetic. Hey, does that make me sympathetic? I give my diabetic cat two shots a day. You ever just think about your own qualifications? I never thought about that when I was in a relationship. I was with my ex for 14 and a half years, and I never really thought, like, I got my shit together, you know? I know why she's here. I really didn't know why she was there. I think I was just around, you know what I mean? Well, here's a guy. He's got nothing going on. I got nothing going on. I got nothing better at the moment, so let's fucking hang out. Hey, we like similar music. You want to go to a concert? You know, shit like that. I guess what I'm saying is if there was a date auction, I am grossly underqualified. If I had to make a resume for dating like you do for jobs, you could fit that fucking thing on a fortune cookie fortune. Fortune cookie fortune sounds kind of dumb, but if I said fortune cookie, you might have thought that I meant like the thing was written on the fucking cookie. No, the little fucking card that's on the inside. They give you a fortune, they give you the fucking magic numbers. My fucking resume for the ladies could fit on the fortune of the fortune cookie. Get it? That's a good one, goddammit. I think it lost some of the humor while I explained the fucking anatomy of the joke, but I don't give a shit. I fucking like that one. All I would say is like, Chris Johnson, 35, male, long hair. I don't know what other real, like, distinctive characteristics I have other than long hair and my voice. I just don't know. I just don't know where the fuck I'm at. And I guess it's a good thing that I'm, like, where I'm at. Because, like, if I was, like, really searching for a relationship right now, I think I'd be fucked. Like, bro, you're not equipped. And I gotta be honest with you, I don't even know if my dick works at this point. I don't know if my dick works. That's another thing. I'm not even going there. I'm not even talking about like the potential sexual aspect of things. I don't know if my dick works anymore. I don't know. It's still there. I got to take it to the shop. I don't know how to work it anymore. I don't know if it's going to start. It'll be like one of those old fucking lawnmowers. You know, you keep pulling the fucking, keep pulling the chain. And just motherfucker won't start. Every now and then it's like, bah, 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 bah. But then, you know, it just goes out again. Maybe it starts for a couple seconds. Oh, he's done. That's the equivalent of like the two pumps and then, you know, the old two pump chump. You know what I'm saying? Before I get too deep in the dick jokes and dick references, I think I'm going to wrap this up. I'll be back Mondays. Fuck me, man. Those dick jokes got me all fucked up. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays and Wednesdays with new podcast episodes. I'm on Podbean, every episode, website or app. I'm on Google Play, Apple Podcast. I'm elsewhere too. Just Google my fucking ass, would you please? I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. And I'm on Facebook too as Chris motherfucking Johnson. If you're my Facebook friend, I'll keep putting the episodes in the timeline for you.